At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm sorry about everything, baby. I shouldn't have shut down on you when you talked about moving in together. I totally stonewalled you. I know you were trying to be nice, but I could tell you were upset. I've been secretive for too long. We've been together for a whole year and I haven't told you about my parents. I haven't even told you where I lived. You've been so patient with me, but I can't keep hiding things from you. I want to talk. And my apartment. I'm gonna text you my address. We need to do it here so you can see it for yourself. Hey baby, you're here. Welcome to my penthouse apartment. Surprise! Oh, and look, no more shabby clothes, no more worn-out sneakers, no more glasses held together with duct tape and hope. This is, well, I think the most expensive apartment in the city. Even my glasses must cost at least $50,000. Alright, so the truth is, my dad is the founder of Technobab and he invested in 10 other Silicon Valley companies. He's a billionaire and I'm his only child. Yeah, I know. It's probably a lot to take in. You don't have to say anything yet, okay? Let me show you around first. Come. So, dinner is already on its way. It's from Deirdre's, a Michelin star steak restaurant. You've never had meat like it. I just know you'll love it. And over there is the master bedroom. My bedroom. Huh? What? What are those? What are you talking about? Wait, please, don't look. Don't look, please, don't look, please. Do you remember telling me that you wanted to try out more toys in bed? I wasn't sure which ones you wanted, so I just bought, well, just about everything. All totally unopened and waiting for you to test. On me. One at a time. Okay, moving on. Over here is the master bathroom. All the windows in here, they're all one way, so you can look down on the city while you shower, but no one can see inside. Perfect, isn't it? And here is the kitchen. I don't stock it because I usually order in, but I know you like to cook, and you're so wonderful at it. So if you ever want to cook, we can always get Bartholomew, my butler, to buy anything you need. And over here is my living room. Oh, I just know you'll love it here. I know you wanted a PS5 but couldn't afford one. My gaming setup, it's incredible. You have no idea how hard it was for me to pretend I hadn't played all those games you were excited about. I've reset all the save files though, so they're fresh for you to play. Out there is the deck. It was supposed to be for parties, but I never have anyone over, so I turned it into a garden. Tomorrow when it's bright out, I'll introduce you to all my plant friends. I can't wait to show you my newest one. I had a climate-controlled greenhouse installed special just for him. He's a queen of the Andes, one of the rarest plants in the world. He's 20 feet tall and just covered in giant spikes and flowers. I named him Daryl. Oh, right, yeah. The tour. So, there's a few rooms down that hallway. I don't really know what to do with them, so I mostly use them for storage. One has my vintage Beanie Baby collection. I gave another one to my cat, Oates. He's a sleepy kitty though, so you might not see him tonight. I was thinking that, once you move in, you can use the other rooms for anything you want. Maybe you can turn one into a personal office. Move in? Well, yeah. You wanted to share a place, right? I'm not saying your apartment doesn't have its charms. It's really cozy, especially when you're there with me. But still, wouldn't you rather live here with me, baby? It's a lot to take in, I understand. I just really hope you're not mad. I know this was a huge lie. Can I please explain? I never got along with the other rich kids. They're always fighting about who has the most, and they think they're better than everyone. Dad eventually let me go to normal school. The problem was, once they realized I was rich, they treated me differently. They would pretend to be nice and then ask for things. So I changed schools again, but pretended my dad was a garbage man. I wore cheap clothes and took the bus. That was the first time I could really talk to people without wondering what they wanted from me. I even got teased a lot in school because they thought I was poor. Can you believe it? I kind of liked it. I had to keep the secret with boyfriends too. I know that I'm not knockout pretty or anything. I'm just a dweeb. So if someone loved me without knowing I'm rich, then I knew it was real. Still, I messed it up last time. I never told you why I broke up with Matt, my high school boyfriend. I thought we were in love, so I told him 2 weeks after we started dating. Only, people at school started treating me differently again right afterwards. And not only did he tell everyone, I heard he told people that he was only staying with me so that he'd be set for life. That's why I had to wait. I had to know that you really wanted me for me. And now that we're talking about things like moving in together, engagement, I know you want to spend your life with me. It was so hard to lie. You would talk about your mother's mortgage and I had to stop myself from offering to pay on the spot. I know I should have told you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to lose you. I just couldn't tell you until I was sure. Please, can you forgive me? Baby, I love you. I love you so much. I don't deserve you. You're everything I wanted. I love you. so much. Baby, you know I love pleasing you. Making you happy gives my tummy butterflies. Like when you crash on the sofa after class and I just spend an hour massaging your shoulders. Now though, I can't do so much more for you. I'll make a call tomorrow and you won't have any more student debt. You won't even have to work again, unless you want to. I've been waiting to make your life better for so long, and now I can. And, there's also something special I prepared for tonight. Just let me slip out of this dress. I'm not used to wearing sexy laundry, but I really want to please you with my body, too. I was told Giancarlo's signature brand is in demand this year. What do you think? The tailor said the dove white would be really cute with my petite frame. No, stop saying that. I'm not pretty in anything. Oh, baby, you're making me blush. Do you want to take this to the bedroom? What? The dining room? Of course. Anywhere you want me. How about you sit down? You'd look so good lounging in one of the oak chairs. You'd look like a king. And that's how you deserve to be treated. There we go. Lay back and let me kneel at your feet. Tell me, how can I please you now, baby? A hand job? Right away. Lately, I've been fantasizing about hand jobs so often. Seeing how much you love them make me love them too. You're a wonderful cock. Your perfect cock. I'd do anything to make it feel good. I love its scent. I could breathe it forever. It makes me so squirmy. And when you get hard in my hands, I feel so wanted. It's proof that I excite you. Want to rub my cheek against it. Your cock is everything to me. I just want to make it come. Make you come. I don't care if I get a turn. Your pleasure is everything. That's why I love stroking your cock. It's all about you. Serving you. Any way you want. Serving you with my body. Using it to make you come. My hands. My pussy. Letting myself be a tool of your pleasure. Would you like it if I bought myself a sexy little maid outfit? If I served you in my home, dressed as a submissive servant. There's this one thing I've been fantasizing about constantly. It used to be a fetish for me. I suppressed it after Matt. But you make me feel so safe. You make me wanna serve you with my money too. I wanna get you anything, everything that you want. The thought of buying you things actually kind of thrills me. I wanna spoil you. If it's something for me, I barely notice. Money is nothing, but you. God, I just imagine how your eyes would light up. I would feel like such a good girl. There might even be a a new Rolex waiting for you on. Wait, my glasses. Well, you just picked me up and threw me on the table. I feel so small when you do that. But, where did my glasses go? They flew right off when you picked me up. You're spreading my legs. You're right. Look for the glasses later. For now, I just want you to use me. I'm all yours. Oh, you're really tearing my panties. You don't even care that they're handmade. They're yours to rip. Exposing my pussy. You can do anything to me, baby. I love you. You're gonna...
I love you.
You're all that I want. I don't want some rich... some rich asshole. I don't need anything else. I just want you. I want to please you. Make you come. Serving you with my body. Doing anything for you. Your pleasure is all that matters to me. If you're happy, I'm a good girl. Maybe, please, I need you. I love you so much. I'll give you everything. All I want is to make you happy. So happy. I'm so happy. I always wanted this. I was always alone. I was always so alone. Daddy was away. No one cared about me. Not the real me. A huge penthouse. No one to share it with. All alone. Now I have you. I give up everything just to be with you. You're a happy girlfriend. Someday, you're a happy wife. No, I don't have to be alone. I can be with you, safe, wanted in your arms. I'll do anything for you. I'll be your fuck toy. I'll be your slave. Anything, just as long as you want me. I wanna be yours forever. I wanna please you forever. I'm yours, baby. I love you. I'm all yours. I'm gonna go. You always make me come so fast, I can't help it. Come inside. Not yet, anyway. Oh my god. You shot it all the painting. I think that gave me that one. The artist was supposed to be important. Baby, did I do good? Did you like using me? What about my glasses, though? Where? Oh, they're under me. I can feel them. Yep, they definitely weren't going to survive that pounding. Oh, baby, you don't need to apologize. I'll get new glasses. You can't even pick which ones you like me in. There's just one thing. There's a promise I really, really need from you. I want to share this all with you, but only because you earned it. You care about me. You're good to me. But I've had lots of scary thoughts, like, what if you start taking me for granted? What if you get tired of me, but not my money? Just promise me that you'll never put me second. Promise me you'll always love me for me. Baby. Baby, you know, we can go for round two if you like. Maybe move to the bedroom so you can try out all of those new kinky toys? I'll be your obedient guinea pig. Actually, though, I am pretty hungry. The food from Deirdre's is probably waiting in the lobby. It might be better if we eat first. You look pretty spent too, mister. Doesn't Wagyu beef tartare sound good right about now?